Talking with Chad Beebe now, Minnesota Vikings, and how's the camp been so far, man?
Yeah, you know, it's been going pretty well. Obviously, there's still work to do. We haven't even had a preseason game yet. Just a lot of little things that got to get cleaned up. But overall, gone pretty well.
And for you personally, how do you feel about how the routes are going, how dialed in you are? It looks like you're having a great camp, you know, watching from the sidelines.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. But along with the first question, I mean, there's a lot of work to be done. You know, there's small little intricacies that our offense has, and there are little things that I still have yet to pick up on. I'm only a second-year player, and so I'm trying to learn as fast as I can and learn from the guys, you know, the older guys.
And special teams, too, looks like that might be a wrinkle in your scheme as well.
Yeah, you know, I hope so. That's something. Special teams is something I love. You know, really big plays can happen on things like that as far as the return game and whatnot. And, you know, if they call on me for that, I'm going to be ready.
All right. And so as far as last year, you know, being here and now this year, what is the major difference for you a year into it?
I think there's just more confidence going into it this year. You know, obviously with a year under my belt, that helps. It's not so much, I guess it is a little bit of just being more comfortable, you know, with the environment, knowing the coaches and where I'm going every day, you know, so there's no confusion as far as that goes. But obviously as far as offense, still got to learn that. But no, just definitely more confident.
And, of course, your dad, famous player as well, famous for Buffalo Bills. How does he give you advice every now and then, or does he pretty much leave you alone, let you do your thing?
Yeah, you know, he'll give me advice when I ask, you know, and if not, he's not super hands-on. He's, you know, he's not controlling or anything like that. But I always like his feedback, you know, whether it's life or whether it's football. I'm always asking him questions. And I'll send him clips here and there, you know, like, hey, Dad, you know, what would you have done here with this kind of look on defense and stuff like that. So if I don't use him as a resource, that's the problem. So
absolutely, man. Well, great luck this season. Thanks for giving me some time, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Thanks.